Welcome. My name is Example. Welcome to the I Am Example podcast. Here we're going to inspire you. We're going to motivate you. We're going to push you. We're going to build you. Any obstacle that you ever encountered, you can overcome by believing in yourself. And here you're going to discover that strength. We're going to teach you how to hustle. We're going to teach you how to grind. We're going to teach you about all those things. Keep it locked in and stay tuned. Welcome to the I Am Example podcast, and I'm your host, Example. You dig? I hope y'all being safe out there. I hope y'all getting to the money. I hope y'all grinding and hustling legitimately, always legitimately. Stay out of trouble. If y'all have any suggestions, any questions, any insight, any criticism, any type of questions or anything, y'all can email me at iamexample456@gmail.com. And for your daily inspirations, daily motivations, daily extra pushes, y'all can follow me on Instagram at I_am_example456. Also on Instagram, you can cop your t-shirts, those I Am Example t-shirts, by clicking the link in the description. And you can cop some t-shirts. We have all sizes for you. You understand? But we're going to get right into the segment of the example of the week. Y'all can also email me about recommendations for an example that you feel that's making an impact, a positive impact on your community, on you, anybody that inspires you or motivates you, anybody. You understand? Now, we ain't doing no promotions unless y'all paying for the promotions. But if you just want to give somebody a shout out and give somebody the recognition that they want, be more than willing to do that for you. Email me at iamexample456@gmail.com. And the example of this week here is Reginald Lewis. Reginald Lewis. A lot of people don't know him and stuff like that, but I read a lot of books and I read his book. Very interesting book. His grandparents were also experiencing Jim Crow racism and stuff like that. And he came out of the trenches. Self-made. Billionaire. His net worth was $400 million when he died. But he owned a $1 billion company. How you go from nothing, playing football on a scholarship, to owning a $1 billion business? Didn't go to the pros, didn't inherit any money, nobody lent him any money, but he developed it. He flipped his hustle and built his hustle. I love these starting from nothing, getting something narratives. I love that. I love being self-made. I love people that are self-made because it shows that you have the discipline, you have the determination, and you have the motivation to accomplish anything you set out to do, regardless of any obstacle you encounter. I love that. That takes an unimaginable amount of drive that a lot of people just don't have. You understand? So I respect that. That's where all the examples of the week come from. So when y'all get a chance, check out your boy Reginald Lewis and also read his book. He was a millionaire in the early 90s. He died in 93, but his net worth was around $400 million. Self-made. Don't forget that. We all about being self-made right here, you dig? So we're going to get right into the subject matter of this podcast. You know what I'm saying? The title of this podcast will be Drowning. Let that marinate for a minute. Drowning. When you hear somebody say drowning, you pretty much think somebody is underwater, about to lose their breath, suffocate, and pretty much die of water. But drowning can have a bunch of different meanings. Or you can look at it from a bunch of different perspectives. You understand? There are millions of people out here drowning. When I say drowning, I mean drowning financially. You just don't understand that financial stress takes a toll on you mentally, spiritually, and emotionally. You understand? There are so many people out here living paycheck to paycheck, hand to mouth, robbing Peter to pay Paul. Don't know where they're going to get a peace of mind at. Don't even know when they're going to get any cushion at. And that within itself can make you feel like you're drowning and all the walls are closing in on you. I came from that. I understand that. You can't understand when you got seven people living in a three-bedroom apartment. You understand? So, if you go from a harsh situation and a severe situation, anything is better. But you have to be built to get out of that situation. You understand? There's so many people out there that just want to give up, or just don't understand, or just can't see the light at the end of the tunnel. But there is a light. You understand? Just because you're going through hard times today doesn't mean that your hard times are going to last. That's the bottom line. I don't mean to get spiritual or pretty much holy and bad, excuse me. But hard times don't last. And I remember somebody telling me, I'm not the most spiritual person, but this rung so it touched me on a spiritual level. I'm not the most spiritual cat. They said that God only gives his hardest battles to his toughest warriors. And it stuck with me like, yo, I'm built for this. I'm built to get through this, whatever it is. Yeah, I take losses. Yeah, I've been in financial dismay and straight up did not know where my next dollar was going to come from, or how I was going to get out of the situation that I was in. I have been there. Some way, somehow, I grinded it out and got out of it. You understand? So many people see or look at basic survival as drowning. Just because they can't get to the next, there's no room for error. If, God forbid, your car gets messed up, the first thing that pops in the head of somebody living paycheck to paycheck is, how am I going to get the car fixed? How am I going to do this and how am I going to get the car fixed so I can get to work to do this and do that and handle my business? And that within itself is crushing. That is unnecessary stress. Well, I'm here to teach you how to get out of that stress, or how to get out of that cycle. You understand? The first step is to believe in yourself. That's the first step. You have to believe like you are built and you're going to get out of this regardless. Regardless of how many hours you have to work, whatever you have to do to move to get out of the situation that you're in, cool. You have to believe in yourself. It's not going to happen just, I'm going to just say it and I'm going to go through it. No, you have to know that you're going to get through it. You can't, you're defeated once you accept defeat. Once you say, I can't do this, I don't know, like, I can't make a way, you're defeated automatically. That's the first step you have to know. Second step that I found as the most effective way to avoid drowning in financial debt is, I live below my means. I am not going to work at McDonald's and drive a BMW. I'm not going to live with my mother and have a $70,000 car. It does not work like that. I live within my means or below my means. And step by step, gradually, you're going to see your money stack. It is a basic equation. If all you have is five, but you're only using two or three, you're going to have two left. It's a basic equation. That's how come I don't understand how people don't get out of their cycle. if I can't afford $1,000, even if I could afford $1,000 mortgage or $1,000 rent, I would go get somewhere that would cost me $500 so I can double up on the mortgage, or so I can double up on the rent, and I don't have to worry about it for 2-3 months. That's the moves. That's how I would move. And the third step that I found to be effective to avoid drowning is always have something else going. I read this book. It's called 10, I think it's called 10 Ways, the 10 Differences Between the Rich and the Poor, or something like that. And I remember one specific chapter in that book. It said that you never want to have just one source of income. The people that accumulate millions and billions of dollars have several sources of income. I don't care if you could bake cakes. I don't care if you could sew a weave in. I don't care if you could put a perm in. There is a market out there. There is a demand out there. All you have to do is supply it. Now, I can tell you what there isn't a demand for. If you're just sitting down watching TV, wanting it to come to you, there's not a demand. You're a customer. I don't care if you have a little bit of knowledge, if you know how to transport goods, if you know how to drive a truck, get on YouTube, teach somebody. I'm pretty sure somebody would ask for your help. If you know how to cook, go and cook some grilled cheeses and sell them on the corner. If you know how to barbecue, get you a mobile barbecue grill and make it happen on the corner. There's no excuses. If I see 7- and 8-year-olds out here cutting grasses or cutting grasses, oh my bad, cutting yards. If they're out here cutting yards, there's no reason for you not to get no money. I'm sorry. They're cutting yards around my neighborhood for about $15 a yard. In 7 days, they had $150. 8-year-olds. There's no excuse for you. You understand? There's no excuse for you to just be sitting, watching, whether it's reality TV or whether it's football, basketball, whatever. It's no excuse for you. Now, if you follow those 3 steps, you are going to avoid drowning. Now, understand, I'm not going to say that drowning, that the journey is going to be easy. You are going to get bumps. You're going to be bruises. You're going to want to cry. It is going to be so many obstacles. But that's where your battle scars come from. That's where you determine, are you really strong enough? Everybody is strong enough. Everybody has that inner strength that they don't tap into and be productive. I'm here to expose that inner strength. You can do it. You can do anything you put your mind to, long as you believe in you. Regardless of how tough that journey get, you believe in you. I don't care. People are going to make fun of you. I remember I had a website. People was like, are you really selling that? Like, why would you sell that? I said, I buy it for $1 and sell it for $15. Sound like a come up to me. That's almost 1,000% markup. I bought an item for $1 and sell it for $15. $14 profit. I try to go off percentages, because when you're talking business, they talk percentages. So I try to go off percentages. Same thing with Starbucks. Coffee, the cheapest commodity on earth. They are charging people $6 to $10 for a cup of coffee. Something that probably costs 25 cents to make. Believe in yourself. That's all you have to do. Believe in your hustle. Believe in your talent. Believe in your gift. You understand? That'll get you out of the situation of drowning. Follow those 3 steps. You'll be just fine. All right, I ain't gonna hold y'all up too much longer. You understand? But again, if y'all have any questions, questions, any ideas, any recommendations, for the example of the week, contact me at that. Email me at iamexample456@gmail.com. Instagram, follow me on Instagram at i_m_example456. Also, you can get those I Am Example t-shirts at the IG in the description. Click the link. And y'all remember what I said. Y'all believe in yourself. First step is believing in yourself. The second step is living within or below your means. And the third step is always having something extra coming in. You dig? To avoid this drowning. A lot of people out here drowning. You don't want to be just a part of the majority of people. Alright? So I'm going to get out of here. Y'all be safe. And y'all remember what I said, alright? One.